And let's head now to the border town of Mission, Texas, where Sister Norma, the executive director of the Catholic Charities of Rio Grande, is taking center stage by helping many migrant families in need. News Nation correspondent Adrian Bankert sat down with Sister Norma and joins us now live with more. Adrian.
Ruta Bay, good evening to you. Yes, there are so many perspectives to this story. We are here at the border, just about a mile from the Rio Grande. And just like Joe was saying, we've talked to Border Patrol. Apprehensions are up. They're seeing a lot of narcotics and human smuggling at the border. Huge problems. And Sister Norma is saying that she's helped over 250,000 immigrants with emergency shelter and health care over the 40 years she's served here in the Rio Grande Valley. She says some of these life-size problems have very simple answers.
Immediately upon meeting Sister Norma Pimentel, you feel peace, though her calling in life is at the center of what some would call a political storm, the handling of the surge of migrants at the Texas-Mexico border.
The reason why they're here, those mothers, the reason why they dare try to see maybe I will get in the United States, it's only because of these children. They want to make sure that child has a chance in life.
She has cared for immigrants for over 40 years, providing aid through Catholic Charities. Since 2014, she's offered emergency services to adults and families who surrender to Border Patrol, then arrive at the humanitarian respite center that she founded.
Do the children, do they seem to be more resilient than the grown-ups?
It's a good question. I never was asked that question. It's sort of like you have to stop being a kid, you know, you have to just go along with what's happening because that's what they have. And yet when they walk into a place like this and all of a sudden they have an opportunity to be other kids and play, they forget about everything like that instantly.
Sister Norma says that for her, any debate over what needs to be done for migrants stops when looking at them face to face.
It's about time that we start finding the right solutions, you know, and stop trying to make it political, try to make it whether this is right or wrong. It's a reality we must fix. We must provide for the world, for the people, a safe space, not only in the United States, but anywhere where they are. We lost our humanity in all of this.
Most come with only the clothes on their backs. Byron's family paid coyotes or smugglers to get him across. Rosa says she had help from her church. Both witnessed violent assaults while on the journey to the U.S. and were relieved upon arriving here. They and others, many with children, are here only hours or days, hardly long enough for education or therapy. Healing comes with a simple welcome.
In 3 hours, the transformation of that person changed completely in 3 hours after they got to talk to their family, after they were able to take a shower, get clean clothing, sit down and eat and talk to somebody. All of those, within those 3 hours, this person was transformed. I remember when we started in 2014, and a city official comes over and says, "What are you doing here, Sister Norma?" And I turn and look at them, and I saw the joy of the family, volunteers helping the families, and I said, "We're restoring human dignity. That's what we're doing."
Her cause has many critics who say that helping those in need may be a moral duty, but it doesn't negate upholding U.S. law. They say aiding those who are here illegally is a crisis as well.
You were telling me that the challenge is really about people who think that this work should not be done.
Yes, and I encounter people that are so against what we're doing. How can I help you understand that touching somebody's life and reaching out to them and bringing a smile to a child is so amazing that you will feel what I feel as well? How can I reach you? How can I convince you that this is life and this is beautiful and you will feel better and you will love how it feels when you reach out to those that need you?
And you know, Sister Norma has asked that the current administration come and visit the border. President Biden did say back in March that he would visit the border at some point. But Sister Norma has said that anyone who has the ability to volunteer would have a new perspective. Rob?